This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Thomas Caldwell joins us. He's our film critic. He's a programmer as well and joins us to give us a little bit of insight into some films that he's been enjoying at the moment. It's called The Perfect Candidate. And the good thing about this film is that you get to go and watch it at ACME.
Yes, it's screening exclusively at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, and it's definitely worth making a trip over there to see this really charming, remarkable and fascinating film. Now, it's a film from Saudi Arabia, which doesn't make a whole heap of films. And in fact, the woman who made this film, Haifa Al-Masour, in 2012, her debut feature film, Wadja, is actually credited as the first feature-length Saudi Arabian film actually made entirely in Saudi Arabia. It's also the first feature film made by a woman in Saudi Arabia. And this is something that Al-Masour explores in her cinema, in Wadja and now The Perfect Candidate, which is her fourth film, which is the role of women in Saudi Arabia. And what I really enjoyed about The Perfect Candidate is sort of as a Westerner with sort of limited ideas about what it might be like over there, I went in expecting quite a different film. I expected a really oppressive, heavy-going film about horrible human rights abuses. And instead, what this film delivers is something a lot more gentle, something that's actually quite crowd-pleasing, and something that explores a society where women do face bigotry, bias, and hypocrisy all day, but actually not that different to some of the stuff we see reflected in Western societies in terms of the way women are compartmentalised as supposedly having certain interests that men don't have. I mean, we heard it recently with so many people in the budget talking about, you know, this is a women's budget because it delivers on childcare, which is such a blinkered way of understanding the way modern families work. I should cut to the chase about what this film is about. So this is about a doctor. She's Maryam is a young doctor who has to put up with sort of, yeah, various indignities and insults in her profession. There's an early scene where an elderly man is protesting the fact that he's being treated by a doctor. And instead of her male colleague sticking up for her, this colleague just says, look, let the guy see a male nurse instead. Somebody underqualified can see him because he's a man. So she wants to leave the country and try to get a job elsewhere, but she doesn't have the right travel documents. She needs a male guardian to get her the right travel documents in a law that has since actually been removed, apparently. And in all this bureaucracy, she ends up almost accidentally running for the local council. And her platform is wanting to repair the road to the hospital to make it more accessible to people needing medical help. But yeah, every step of the way, she's greeted with suspicion, derision, hostility and bewilderment. People thinking that she's got some kind of secret agenda and questioning her motives. What I really enjoyed about this film is it's not about big grand statements about injustice. There's no sort of big explosive triumphs in the film, but it's a film about everyday frustrations and small wins. And like I said, it's quite a joyous film. There is so much music in this film. Her sister works as a wedding photographer, so we see lots of wedding celebrations, which are really fun. And it's sort of, it's a bit of satire and a bit of comedy. There's this running sort of thing in the film where the characters are constantly having to take off their veil on and off, depending on where they are and who else is in the room with them. There's a real nice sense of solidarity between Maryam and her sisters, who very much begrudgingly are enlisted to help her. And that kind of kinship between the women is really charming and often quite funny. There's a subplot about her father, who is away touring. He's processing the loss of his wife. And he's a musician, and so we see lots of music that he performs as well. And there's also just nice things like there are male allies in this film who don't then become romantic interests either.
Wow, that's exciting development in film storylines.
So, yeah, exactly. So it's quite a sort of remarkable, crowd-pleasing, progressive and smart film, not the kind of film you might expect to come out of Saudi Arabia commenting on these big issues, because it's a country that hasn't had a great reputation for the way it treats women.
But I love how you say that this is also reflective in our Western democracies as well. We're seeing this here in Australia. That sameness is quite exposing.
Yeah, and I think that's very deliberate by this director. And that's what I really found quite profound, that some of the, just the way she's undermined or devalued or kind of, sort of just gently kind of insulted or assumed to not be capable reflects so much of what we see here in our politics, in our media. So it's actually quite pertinent that this film is being released today. And I think as well as being a really pleasurable cinema-going experience, it's a film that speaks volumes. And you know, it's also a film that celebrates what women are capable of achieving and there is potential for attitudes and conditions to improve, even if it is only one small step at a time.
One small step is probably better than what we have seen in the recent past. Thomas Caldwell, the film that he is suggesting for you this afternoon is The Perfect Candidate. It's on at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image from today. And it's great to hear from you. We also see Thomas Caldwell's film reviews in our ABC newsletter, so another reason to subscribe to that. Thank you, Thomas.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thomas Caldwell there, film critic and programmer.
On ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, you're with Jacinta Parsons.